7. The Good. Metaphysics and epistemology, like the natural sciences, are factual subjects. Their concern is to describe the universe and man's means of knowledge. Ethics or morality, I use the terms as synonymous here, is an evaluative subject. Its concern is not only to describe, but also to prescribe for man. Ethics is the branch of philosophy that, in Ayn Rand's words, provides a code of values to guide man's choices and actions, the choices and actions that determine the purpose and the course of his life. According to objectivism, such a code must deal with three basic interrelated questions. For what end should a man live? By what fundamental principle should he act in order to achieve this end? Who should profit from his actions? The answers to these questions define the ultimate value, the primary virtue, and the particular beneficiary upheld by an ethical code, and reveal thereby its essence. The objectivist position can be indicated in three words. The ultimate value is life. The primary virtue is rationality. The proper beneficiary is oneself. Because of its evaluative nature, ethics has always posed a unique problem to philosophers, even to those who had no doubts about man's power to reason or to know the facts of reality. How, thinkers have wondered from the Greeks to the present, can value judgments ever be proved? How can facts, any or all of them, lead logically to estimates such as good or evil, right or wrong, desirable or undesirable? How can a knowledge of what is validate a conclusion stating what ought to be? For centuries, since the atrophy of the religious approach to philosophy, the consensus among ethicists has been that these questions are unanswerable. Ethics, according to the received wisdom, is arbitrary. It is a field ruled by subjective feeling, dissociated from reality, reason, science. In this view, there is no disputing about value judgments. There are no objective grounds on which to choose between production and theft, thought and evasion, Jesus and Judas, Jefferson and Hitler. As its name suggests, objectivism denies this denial of morality. Ayn Rand holds that facts, certain definite facts, do lead logically to values. What ought to be can be validated objectively. Ethics is a human necessity and a science, not a playground for mystics or skeptics. The principles of morality are a product not of feeling, but of cognition. Now let us see how to achieve cognition in this kind of field.